Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tropical Escapes at Home. This is the place where we're going to be talking about everything about the tropics, from awesome vacations and experiences to days at the beach, everything about them that makes you feel the way you do when you go to these places. A lot of people, when they take vacations or, you know, you spend a day at the beach, you don't want to go home. It's just awesome and relaxing. And what we want to do is take a real close look at what is it exactly that makes people feel the way they do? What is it about the tropics that inspires people and is such a draw for so many people? And then look at those ideas that come out of that. Look at the inspiration that it creates so that you can create your own tropical escape at home, whether it's just a little corner in a room, or you want to change up a whole room or your whole house into a tropical retreat. We're here to give you ideas, inspiration, talk about things that really could speak to you in a way where you've got your own quiet corner to relax and recharge, or for entertaining and partying in true tropical style. There's just a lot that is about the whole topic of the tropics that we absolutely love, and we think people can take home with them so that you've always got a place to get to at home, that you can go and just kind of relive that experience to the extent that it's possible. You know we can't bring the crashing waves and the blue waters and swaying palm trees into your living room. I mean, if we could, we would. Believe me, we would. But, you know, this show isn't just about putting on a Hawaiian shirt and walking around with a tropical cocktail. It's a whole lot more than that. So, of course, those things are, you know, two very small elements about tropical lifestyles and entertaining. But we want to cover the whole influence, the style, the way of life that you can create for yourself. So my name is Tom. I'm going to be your host. My wife, Edna, will co-host with me as her schedule allows. She's a lot of fun. She is the epitome of fun and lightheartedness. She's got an amazing sense of humor. We've been married for 30 years. We have three boys all in their 20s now. And finally, we get to have some fun. We get to talk about positive and uplifting things, like the tropics and tropical design and doing things like hosting our own podcast, which we never thought we would do. So if you haven't guessed by now, we absolutely love the tropics. When we try to get away locally, we're here in Houston. You know, South Florida is our happy place. We love the Miami area. That's where we go and hang out to get away. It's close and it's awesome. And, you know, we'll tell you more about the things that have inspired us personally and what we've been able to do here at home. But for the purposes of this episode today, we do want to keep things to about 30 minutes. That's what we're looking to do with all of our shows going forward, because we really do respect your time. And people are busy, and so it does mean a lot to us that you've joined us for this show, and hopefully you'll stick around and join us for more. So having said that, we do want to explain a bit about what Cerulean Bay is, where the name came from, where the inspiration for all this came from, because we think it's important that people know who we are and what we do. You know, why are we doing this? Why should anyone listen to us? Well, this is a little bit about that. So Cerulean Bay, the name is inspired by the color cerulean, which is a wonderful shade of blue, and it just has a really nice ring to it. So the name Cerulean Bay is really a place that you create for yourself. It's a place that's inspired by warm tropical ocean air and the scent of tropical plants and flowers. It's inspired by those clear blue waters and hammocks swaying under coconut palms and places where you can hang out under a thatched roof with good friends and tropical drinks. It's really just a state of mind that you can turn into an actual creation for yourself. So it's the imagination that we're trying to really get people to activate here. Think about some really cool things. You know, what is it about those experiences that you've experienced? You know, those are authentic. They meant something to you. So when people travel, they felt the true beauty. They've experienced real relaxation. You know, that is Cerulean Bay. You can recreate that at home. You know, when you are out traveling, we're really big believers that when you travel, you know, there's the touristy stuff that you can go and do, but you should get out away from the touristy areas and meet local people and see, you know, what the local culture is about. And go off the beaten path, you know, of course, where it's safe to do so. But that's where you really discover what different countries are about, you know, different cultures. And then when you meet new people, some of them you end up just connecting with and they're like family. You know, these are people that have warmed your heart. They give you a new perspective on life. So it makes you step outside of your day-to-day life at home. People can really get into some routines, and it's a very good thing to break out of those. And one way to do that is by having your own little cerulean bay at home. So our goal is to help people who dream of getting away, or if you've never traveled, you have your own personal images of what you imagine the tropics to be, is to help bring those to life at home, give you the inspiration, the ideas about these peaceful and relaxing spaces. You know, they can be unique. They can be genuine. They can have real value. So I guess the next thing to do here would just be to let you guys know, where did the inspiration come from? You know, for us, it was Fiji. My wife and I hadn't traveled a whole lot before. And some years ago, we had some friends in San Diego, and they were taking a trip to Fiji. And we kind of invited ourselves to go along with them because we were desperate for a vacation, and they have a timeshare. And they said, sure, come with us. So we went ahead and bought our tickets and just made our plans with them. And then, as sometimes life does, it throws you a curveball, and our friends weren't able to go. Things happen in life. And so Edna and I, we were stuck with these two non-refundable tickets. And we said, you know what, we're going to go and turn this into the honeymoon that we never had. And we really didn't know where we were going to stay or what we were going to do. So we started poking around online, and we were Costco members at the time. And we checked out Costco Travel. And a big tip for you today would be, if you are a Costco member and you are looking to plan a trip, check them out. They've got some amazing packages. Their service is phenomenal. They're very, very helpful. And they were very instrumental in putting this trip together because we didn't want anything that was going to be on the beaten path, so to speak. We weren't going to stay at a big Marriott or a Sheraton. We wanted something that was going to be authentic and Fijian. You know, there's nothing wrong with Marriotts and Sheratons. They're excellent chains. We've stayed at many of them. But we just find that the experience that you have, you can have pretty much anywhere. It doesn't really matter where in the world you are. So for us, it was very important to have a true local experience. We wanted something that was preferably adults only, you know, kind of 18 and older, and not with a big party scene or any of that, just something really laid back and chill. So that's how we came across Matangi Private Island Resort. And on our website, ceruleanbay.com, we do have a blog post about Matangi. We did a review for it, and it's also in one of our blogs where we list a few other resorts that we were able to review. But in doing that, we ended up having the most wonderful 7-day vacation down there. And one of the things that is special about this particular resort, in addition to it being so quiet, is they have these optional village tours that you can do. And again, wanting to see the local culture, meet some local people, we took the little 5-minute boat ride over to Kamea Island to Tongo Village, which is where many of the people who work at the resort live. And it was just so nice. The people there, they're so warm. They're so welcoming. We were with a few other people from our resort, and they give you a tour of their village. They show you their local school, their local church, and you partake in the kava ceremony, which we do have a blog post about kava and how it's very important in the South Pacific. It's a big part of the cultures in the South Pacific to drink kava, but you know, we'll talk about that in a different show. But what we did was, after the kava ceremony, they invite you into their community center, and there they have their artwork that you can purchase. And we were really, really amazed at just the beauty of the wood carvings, the tapa bark cloth, which is very heavy, rough form of layered paper that's made from mulberry bark that they dry and they pound out, and they turn it into this multi-layered paper where they can paint on it and create some beautiful artwork. So we bought some pieces there. And after our vacation was over and we were on the flight coming back, it just occurred to me that this is the inspiration that we needed. For years, we had been thinking about starting an import business, but we never knew where we would import from or what we would import. And, you know, we just knew that going to really cool places like Cost Plus World Market or Pier 1 when it was around, you know, we thought, man, it'd be really cool to just find some nice pieces and import them back to the U.S. and just introduce people to some new, a new style of decor that doesn't really exist. And we had really felt that we had found it. So when we got back home, we contacted the owner of the resort of Matangi, and I asked if she could put us in touch with the wood carver who carved those pieces at Tongo Village. And she did. She had him contact me, and then I got on Facebook and started looking up other Fijian artists and just to see who does what. And it's just another tip for you, for people who are looking for off the beaten path, amazing artwork and pieces. Check out Facebook. There are a lot of artists in a lot of different countries who don't have actual websites, but they are on Facebook. And if you send them a direct message and you just really honest with who you are and, you know, swear that you're not a scammer or anything, tell them that you're interested in what you're seeing in their posts. That's what we did. And I had six different artists reply back saying, yeah, they would love to either send me a sample or somehow have their artwork introduced to the US. So while we were doing this, I had also liked Fiji Airways on Facebook, and they have occasional sales and things. And, you know, that was the reason why I had liked them, was I had just seen, wow, they, for a couple hundred bucks here and there, you know, you could get down to Fiji, very inexpensive. So I did decide to take them up on one of those offers. And after contacting, you know, establishing a bit of a relationship with these artists, I went back down there and met with them all and saw their work, brought back some more samples. And that's what really told Edna and I, you know what, let's do this. So we figured we could order smaller quantities and sell this on a wholesale basis to smaller specialty boutique stores, retail outlets, you know, here in Houston, in the Galveston area. And then, you know, once we would get that going, maybe do a local trade show and get into some retail stores in Dallas or Austin, you know, different places around Texas to start with. And we had our little plan in place, and then COVID hit. And that really put the brakes on things for quite some time. And that was hard for us because everything came to a grinding halt. It was very hard for the people in Fiji. You know, this is a country of over 300 islands. And while not all of them are inhabited, many of them are, and people do, they are dependent on inter-island transportation every day to get to work. You know, farmers who sell what they grow, artists who need to sell what they produce. There was no travel between islands permitted for a while. So the people we were working with couldn't get supplies to do their artwork. And then as COVID was starting to let up and things were starting to open, shipping costs just went through the roof. So it was getting really expensive for us to import too. So while we had kind of put things on hold, that's where I just started blogging, and because I love to write. And so we started blogging, and I figured, well, we'll go ahead and figure out a way maybe to monetize that, and we'll have our little store on the side. We'll convert it from wholesale maybe over to retail, because then I wouldn't be so dependent on having major inventory. So we started working on that. We attended a wholesale trade show in the Dallas area, and we just wanted to see what other wholesalers were doing, or if there was any cool product that we could buy and resell on a retail basis. And we were introduced to a representative from Wayfair. And for those of you who don't know, Wayfair also owns Perigold, and Perigold is kind of their high-end luxury department. And so they checked out our website. They loved what we had to offer. And so they invited us to sell on Wayfair and Perigold. So we're on both of those. It is hard to get products still, though, because it is expensive. And the availability of raw materials just hasn't been the same ever since COVID. But we do import when we can. So, you know, we've got the blogging going, and then still working full time. It was very, very hard to manage time to blog and to take care of the online store. I was working in oil and gas, and let me tell you, that means you have almost zero time to do anything else outside of work. I can't speak for anyone else, but I certainly can speak for me. It was hard with all of the overtime and the fact that a lot of the things that I was working on in the team that I was on, things were constantly changing. They required just never-ending amounts of time. I had actually had to close our online store for about a year because there was just no time. And, you know, getting into 2023, it really was starting to take a toll. I was just really starting to feel burned out. So talking with Edna, you know, in 2024, we finally had to say enough was enough. You know, I'll just be blunt. There was just enough BS going on at my last job. After seeing management make decisions that once again had things going off the rails, I just decided I'm tired of cleaning up after all of this. I just have to call it a day. And I really wanted to put Cerulean Bay up front and center, where it was no longer this thing that I just worked on periodically, you know, over the weekends. I prayed my heart out about it. It was really a tough decision to make, but I decided to go out, I guess, on a semi-formal retirement or whatever you want to call it. And then I ended up talking with a friend of mine in California who he and his wife own their own business. He's been in business for about 30 years and they own a company called Hemptique. Check them out. If you're into the crafting, do-it-yourself type of world, they do natural fiber products that they import, beautiful, high-quality products, really, really all about, you know, again, crafting, people who make their own jewelry and things like this. But I knew that he was dialed into some people, and I said, hey, Peter, you know, who are you using to help get you to maintain your website and get new things off the ground? And he referred me to my SEO guy, Marco, who is based in Europe, and Marco is amazing. When I made the decision to leave my job, so this was just last summer, he helped us relaunch. He completely redesigned the website. He reopened our store and just converted everything over to being more of an online tropical lifestyle magazine. So they help us write content. It was really an awesome experience, just with so much going on in such a short time. And, you know, here we are 6 months later starting a podcast. So everything really happened very, very quickly. It's just been amazing. So now, you know, to kind of bring things around, here we have our online magazine, ceruleanbay.com. We've got a lot of really cool blog posts on there. Some of them contain links to Amazon products because we are an Amazon partner. So, you know, we do make small affiliate commissions if people click on things and end up buying. So we do ask you to check out our blogs and learn as much as you can from them. And if you see a cool product, you know, go ahead, click on it. And that really helps us out. So you'll find blog posts about interior and exterior tropical design and styling, differences between coastal design and tropical design, all kinds of information about home decor and accent pieces. We've got a whole section on tiki. What is it? How to decorate with it? You know, and there's a lot of misconceptions about tiki, and we address quite a bit about that in there too. We get into where you can find pieces. You know, we have our small little online store, but we are certainly not the only place where you can find some cool things to create your tropical escape at home. But we get into thrift stores, consignment shops, estate sales, the differences between them. I wasn't into any of these things. And my wife knew about them, and she's got a girlfriend or two that likes to go shopping at these places. So I got into that as well. And there is some amazing stuff that you can find. We actually have our own little secondhand section in our store called Select Seconds. So you can go in there and browse around. Those are one-time only purchases. Once something sells, there's obviously no way to get it again. So you might find some really cool pieces in there. Other blog posts, they include reviews for hotels and resorts, you know, and again, always with the idea that when you do travel, take some time and notice, where are you staying? What do you see? How are places decorated? Pick up ideas and inspiration, because those are things you can take home. We've also gotten into destination weddings, tropical inspired weddings. We've got some planning ideas, wedding favor ideas. We're getting into cocktails. We're getting into food. We've got a few cocktail recipes up. That section is growing. We want to get into entertaining, you know, right down to what do you put on your table in addition to really good food, serving boards, dishes, tablecloths, everything that goes into entertaining in tropical style. We've got some blog posts about that, and there's more of those coming. So, you know, this is our first episode of this podcast, and that's what we wanted to do. Set the foundation, set the tone, tell you a bit about us, why we're doing what we're doing, what you can expect in our next episodes. We're going to dive further into actual ideas and experiences. We want to find out what others think about tropical design and styles, what inspired them, and then bring those to you. We recommend, as you're doing research, if this is something that you are wanting to do at home, get online, join different pages, join different groups. Again, Facebook is a great resource for a lot of that. You can, you know, research things and just collect your own ideas. We'll talk about things like what your preferences are. Is this just for indoors? Is it outdoors? Is it just for yourself? Is it for others? You know, are children going to be accessing your private space? Is this for peace and solitude? Is it for entertaining? And when it comes to the actual spaces in your home, you know, we'll talk about corners, niches, bookcases, bathrooms, kitchens, you name it. We talk about everything in the house. And then outdoors, do you have a big yard with a pool? Do you just have an apartment balcony? You know, we'll get into patios and living spaces and outdoor kitchens. We'll get into fake plants, real plants, paint colors, the importance of lighting. Lighting is a big thing. That's one of our favorite things is lighting because it creates such moods and there's so many different things you can do with it. And we'll talk about tropical destinations and other cultures and just, you know, how to always be on the lookout and just make mental notes or written notes if you can about what you see, what you hear, what can you use at home. Because there's a lot. There is a lot out there, a lot of inspiration, a lot of ideas that you can use to create your own tropical space. So we will always tell you about us. Oh, I do want to mention too that we're going to have guest interviews occasionally. We want to be able to interview other people and get their ideas. There are people out there that produce really cool products or that provide really cool services. They're not just here in the Houston area or if we do have somebody, you know, that lives here and services a local area, you can easily then go out and find somebody based on where you live who does the same thing, whether that's construction for remodeling at home, an interior designer, maybe somebody who specializes in tropical design. There's a friend of ours, she owns her own cake and cupcake business, and she does just absolute works of art. So for people that want to have a tropical event or a party, you know, and you want to have bakery items, something, a specialty type of dessert or something, we're going to have her as a guest on the show. And then you can reach out to people in your local communities who do something similar and say, hey, you know, we heard about this person in Houston that does this and that. Can you do it too? So we just want to put those ideas out there and get you thinking. We'll continue to, you know, tell you about us and journeys in the world of self-employment. That is kind of like a side concept that we've wanted to share is for the entrepreneurs out there, people who are dreaming of being self-employed. It's always been a dream. I just never knew if we'd ever be able to do it because you can just get so locked into life. And then, you know, that it's very, very difficult to break out. We're big believers in people following their dreams and, you know, going after what it is that really, really makes you happy. Because life is short. So if there's anything that we say on this show that can help encourage others to not give up, then I feel like that's part of our job done. You know, in addition to providing cool ideas and inspiration, it's helping people succeed in finding their mental peace. That's what helps keep me going too. So here we are. I think we're at the end of the time for our day, but let me just say this. We are on Patreon. There's a link to our podcasts in our main menu at ceruleanbay.com. We have a YouTube channel, which we're just starting to build out. We're starting with video content. We're expanding on social media. And we're just telling everyone we can about us. And we hope that you do too. So share the link to this episode. Share the links to our site. Share everything you can. Spread the word about us. We truly would appreciate it. And for today, you know, I truly appreciate your time. It means more than you will ever know that you took time to listen to me. There's a million other podcasts out there to choose from, and it really means a lot for people choosing to spend a half an hour or so with us once a week. So we promise that we're going to keep things fun and engaging. This is about the tropics, after all, and it, just inspiring you however we can, encouraging you however we can, and just helping people to find their tropical happy place at home. So if you love the tropics and everything tropical, you've come to the right place. Thanks again for joining me, and whatever it is in life that's important to you, never give up. So we'll see you next time.